This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I have been working, and she is going to work right now. Nan Cohen, how have you been?
Here's the new look.
Take that off.
Well, I wanted to thank David Allen for getting these out to us.
You know what?
He was a doll baby for getting these out.
I used to be the king. I used to be the king of like shilling, but I think you have surpassed me.
He got masks out and he put on there. We're in this together from David Allen. He's a fabulous guy. Just giving. You know, he's a designer and. He could make you a nice looking suit over there, Mr. Pratt.
That's okay.
Back in the studio, Rob and I really want to say
absolutely
congratulations to Brenda Waters on her retirement.
We love you, Brenda.
We've all known Brenda, and you know,
I mean, I've known her 35. How long have you known her? Long time.
Not as long as you, but you top my list, but pretty close. Yeah, she's
the best.
Yeah, I can't wait to start the celebrating after we.
So how much longer before she ends up on your show, Brenda and Nan? Total. Oh,
she. Yeah, we said, Brenny. Yes, you're going to do video with me. I said, we'll do some video stuff. She's like, I'm going to do what? I said, yeah, we're going to do it. So
you know, one of the best shows we ever did when her and Carm came in. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she's going to actually be on, I think, this afternoon with Lynn. So
great.
Two
great people.
Yeah. Man. So we just wanted to wish her from Nan Cohen, Total Talk Summer Open Hour. Robbie, Cindy, everybody wants to say congratulations. And the man of the hour.
Thank you. Oh,
no. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who better to come back with than Summer Open Hour? I don't even know where to begin. So go begin. How you been?
I'm fine. I haven't left. I mean.
You look like you've taken good care of yourself. You look like you're ripped up, bumped up a little bit. You look good.
You know, it's weird. All these meals now. Yeah, you cook at home. You have 21 meals a week, and
right.
You know, every 2 hours you go down to the kitchen to graze to see what's in there. And
you look good.
My daughter keeps telling me sugar is bad, bread is bad. You know,
whatever you're doing is working.
Kale and spinach.
Kale and spinach.
I'm just glad
I didn't gain any weight. Kids had good taste. Oh, I said
you look
that.
Good too, man. You look. Oh, you all look. Good.
I didn't gain anything, but I'll tell you, it's between, like you know. I said to Cindy before we went on. Cindy, I put lipstick on for you. They wouldn't care, but I'm like, you know, you start looking at yourself, you're like, oh, I don't want to tell you what's under.
How long has it been since you've been to? Because I know that's one of your rare pleasures in life. I haven't had a haircut in 3 months.
10 weeks.
Yeah.
10 weeks. Yeah. But you know what? It wasn't important to me. You know, it was.
Well, here's the thing. You just can't. You just got to respect and you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. And I think you just had to do what, you know, this made me feel good this morning.
I think as a woman, you know, when you're stuck in your home, you don't really take care of yourself as well as you usually do.
Let me just share one quick story and you guys can take over. But I have to bring this up. Why? You just got to do what you got to do. I have a friend who happens to be a dear friend, and I know a lot of people that are professionals. And he said, look, I'm doing some work at home. Why don't you come over? And I went, I can't. I said, because it's just not right for me to get preferential treatment because we're friends. And even though it is home, I just think about all the people that can't get a haircut. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna just stay the course and probably give it a little bit longer so they can take care of those appointments.
It's next week.
Yeah,
Well, not in my neck of the woods, but in your neck of the woods. Yeah. That's a good thing. So I don't know. You got to listen to what they tell you to do, and you got to do the smart thing. That's
12:01 a.m.
You look
everybody's
good,
gonna be in line to get their haircut.
But when you get to be my age, you lose more hair every day than you grow. So it's okay. Right. It all balances out.
Well, Cindy can probably appreciate this. My husband was just tired of the stretchy pants. He's like, okay, it's enough of that style clothing. You know, like, where's the real stuff?
How long has it been since you've been on the radio?
10 weeks.
Wow.
Now, I'll tell you, it's not the same. I really miss seeing you guys. I'm glad you're back.
And then being back for just this 1 hour, I'm like, and I'm not sure when I'm coming back again, but the weirdest thing, you know what I mean? Like, who knows?
You know how many people have told me that in my life? It's good to see you, but I don't know if I'm going to be back in a while.
You know,
please,
you
come back. Come back.
Yeah, I mean, know what's going to happen.
You know,
I know. Summer was raring to go. I mean, we could have, you know, you figure things out. It's like you just live today because we're in green. We're planning for green next Friday, but nobody knows. So, and looking out here at the news, it's just different. So we've been sheltered in place. You have been sheltered in place, but you've been working.
I mean, Cindy and I and Jane and Debbie, I mean, we are one of the fortunate people. We're deemed essential, and we have not missed a beat.
No.
I mean, you know, we missed a beat one day when we were moving computers, you know, and printers, you know, to home offices, but...
I think the phones have even been busier because everybody's been home and all the things that they needed to take care of. Now they have the time to do that, whether it be name changes or reviews or whatever it is.
Well, I thought it was real important to bring you back in on Cindy for his, you know, debut back on the air because, listen, we never realized how precious it was. So we are going to dedicate the whole second half just to you. Not that you can't chime in now, but the things that appear that – before we left, you know, in March, everything was where we knew it was, and then everything imploded. So we want you to pick that up. That's why I wanted her here. And then for you, Summer, I mean, you guys have been working on some new programs and things you wanted to get out that you've even made adjustments for. So the mic's yours. Let's kick it off.
You know, as you said, before about, you know, not asking for preferential treatment or help you and let other people do it. You know, I think I personally have found, you know, why I'm in this business during this time. There are people that still need help.
Oh yeah, more now than ever.
Yeah,
sure.
And I mean, we have come up with, you know, as Nan just briefly mentioned, some products because things are. That nobody knows what the new normal is going to be.
Is there even going to be a normal?
Yeah, right. And people who all of a sudden went into the office every day, oh, well, we can do this from home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously we have, you know, across the country, 1 in 5 people that are, you know, without work, whether it's going to be temporary, permanent, or how long. And every day, Cindy takes calls with, okay, I had life insurance at work, and I always blew you off. I don't need anything. Oh, now what do I do? And I think Cindy, well, you spend 6-7 hours a day on that one question, you know, on that one question alone. And even when people say, okay, I need to get something, how to get somebody approved. During a pandemic, or other benefits that people, you know, used with regard to some people had some long-term care provisions in their life insurance. Things have just really, really changed, and they changed with regard to underwriting also. And in my end of the business, in the auto and home end of the business, knowing how things have changed, how more people are at home, we have decided, and we are one of the few people in Pittsburgh that have this, you now can buy auto insurance by the mile. Rob, do you have an Easy Pass? Do you have a Starbucks gift card?
No.
Something that you just continually reload?
I mean, I do.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
Right.
If your car doesn't move, you pay a daily rate and that's it. But then you take your car out for 4 or 5 miles, you're going to pay for 4 or 5 miles off your car. Mel's car or Abby's car doesn't move for 3 days. They don't pay for it, and it's a new concept I want to talk about later.
All right, we're going to just take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back.
All right, support Junior Achievement with Yinzer's Night, a virtual variety show for Yinz with some of your favorite local performers. Hosted by KDK Radio's Larry Richard. It's happening Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. in the comfort of your own home on Zoom. Tickets are $75. You get two Permani sandwiches delivered to your door, a Giant Eagle gift card for $10, and a show that includes some great Pittsburgh talent to Mike Bozzelli, the Hop Sisters, Chuck Brown, Jimmy Crenn, and Scott Blasey, all to support Junior Achievement and the future of local students in the region. All right, back with Nan and, of course, Summer, and let's get right back to it. This is Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Nan.
So let's pick up where we left from.
Right.
You developed a new product, but remember, everybody was working, doing their happy lives, and then boom, and then all of a sudden, I know you got inundated with some calls with, you know, I'm not working. You know, what can I do to bring my accounts, you know, where more manageable right. with this? And then all of a sudden you've got these products. So tell them how you were helping them out.
So if, I mean, you are still working and part of your job involves, you know, driving 1,000 miles a month, you know, I mean, this is not for you. Yeah. But if you are now part of the gig economy, if you're retired, you know, if you, and your, partner, spouse, may share a car you're driving, 5,000 miles a year. Again, a new concept that I really believe in about 6 or 7 years is going to be the concept throughout the industry. So to do this, you need an email address and a credit card. And the rest of the insurance policy looks exactly the same. You have a comprehensive, you have a collision deductible, you have bodily injury, you have uninsured and underinsured motorists, you have rental reimbursement, nothing else, medical expenses, nothing else changes. It's just the way that you pay for the insurance. So you have, a Chevrolet, a Buick, and a Volkswagen. So the daily rate for each one of them, might be, 10 cents or 8 cents or 7 cents. And for the next couple days, you don't move two of the cars. That's what you pay. But you drive 20 miles on the third car, so 20 miles worth of insurance coverage, comes up. Maybe it's 10 cents a mile. Maybe it's, 15 cents a mile. Maybe it's 8 cents a mile, depending on your car. And then when you get down to a certain predetermined amount on your credit card, it's going to recharge you again for another, $100. And you'll use that. And with people sheltered at home, I just flip my policies, because I was working at home, Carol's working at home, $400 a year difference.
Wow.
Just in.
Awesome.
Because we're not doing anything. And I look at the household. So if you drive a lot, but the rest of the people in the household don't drive a lot, that's going to determine maybe whether you want to stay in the traditional policy, or not. But if everybody in the household is on limited driving or not driving as often, this is something that, I hate to use the word revolutionary, but this is something that's really going to change the insurance industry, and I got it, and not a lot of other people do.
There you have it.
Yeah.
He comes back strong right after this, and he's got something.
Well, we've had to do something. I mean, it's the same reason, I've been giving people rebates back on their auto insurance for the last 3 months. I just did it again in June. I mean, people aren't driving. You have to do something to help these people out.
Well, it's interesting, and I know that that's what he does. He just comes back, and like I said, stronger than ever. He's got something put in place for all of us. You know, I was thinking in the midst of, even with Brenda Waters retiring and having people to your home, and I have to be honest with you, I've been patronizing all the small businesses, and we've been doing a lot of takeout. I know I find Summer, we're always bumping into each other. is it true we do?
It is embarrassing.
We've been really trying to patronize the small businesses.
Yes.
And so I thought to myself, even if these restaurants open up, I'm not going in. So I'm figuring it's going to be a summer filled with cookouts and barbecues at everybody's house.
Right.
And then I started thinking, summer's planted this in my head. you have to make sure you have the proper things in place before you start using your fire pit, before you start having them into your pool.
And for sure. And again, just another, I mean, these calls are important, but none of them are important as the calls that Cindy's doing, with regard to life insurance. And hers are certainly much more detailed.
Right.
I mean, because we're talking about lives here. Most of our customers have the proper coverage, but it's always good to review and every new one. I mean, I've gotten...
And isn't it spring was the time? So they should have, they have the time now.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I make a joke about this, but, I call people at home now. They'd rather talk to me than teach their kids, what they have to teach them in school.
Mm-hmm.
An adult I can talk to. And then, you throw, I could save you a few $100. Oh, all right, I'll take 10 minutes.
I don't think teachers realize how they're appreciated now. But
yes, for sure. First responders, teachers are right in that category.
Yeah, and I think to myself, that's why you're here the entire hour. But I thought to myself, it's just so important to get this information out. And Cindy's component to it, like I said, we went from all of a sudden, this virus that, we couldn't see, we couldn't hear. And all of a sudden you're hearing about the deaths and where it's coming from and, what we're doing. And here it's knocking on our door. So I know your part in this show is going to be totally, well-deserved. Please give us all the information that we need. And then with summer, putting the other layers on it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much information and, the pitch of, of trying to figure out what's right for you. I mean, we're in the office and we are available. And, it's 412-489-6443. And whether we are, meeting you by Zoom or by Google Meets or, next week, it will change. We might be able to do some in-person stuff, but we are getting it done.
We've proven that they don't have to even come in. You take care of it. We've been saying that all along. And again, real important, clients have the time. You have the time. 412-489-6443. That's 412-489-6443. That's for Summer Obenauer Insurance Agency. Yeah. And what I want to say to you is, we've said you've gone north, south, east, and west. But you're just turning your computer north,
right,
south, east, and west now. You picked up the live thing over this.
Yeah.
He's been really expanding. So you've been doing a good job.
I have to figure out how to put that faux background in my Zoom meeting.
Yeah, we'll get one delivered. We couldn't visit you, All right, Robbie, I know you want to take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay.
What else is happening? Anything else going on in your life? How are your kids? Good?
Everybody's good. It's, again, we're grateful.
Grandchild's good. Everything's good.
Henry's fine. I mean, when Georgia lessened some of the restrictions, they came up here for a couple weeks. And, they drove up because, of course, nobody's flying. I forget how much work it is to have a 7-month-old in the house 24/7. And our older daughter, our younger daughter has moved back from New York City. She had an apartment there.
Right.
And she didn't want to be in there. So she's been working from home. So our bandwidth for a while, was split, a lot of different ways.
The employees have come home. We'll take a break.
Yes.
Stay with us. Much more to come. We'll be back in Open Talk next hour. Then MediConnect Senior Zone, of course, guys from True Value, AAA Central Talking Travel. We will have a trip and cruise of the week. Noon hours, Open Talk, and then it's the Weiner Wellness Center program. Get well naturally on KDK Radio. All right, if you have a sweet tooth, this segment's for you.
Hey, Marlene Trushkin from Dorothy's Candies. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Nan. How are you?
I'm good. We got Dorothy's through the Easter season by doing everything mail order and ship. It was shipped all over the place, so we came out of that. But I know you've got some fantastic news in regards to the specials that are going on down there.
Oh, we do, definitely. We're happy to announce that our store is now open for walk-ins, even though you can still call in and place your order and go online. But what we're doing is we have a 60% off sale for all of our Easter candies and chocolates, and we still have molds in the Swiss, dark, white, and peanut butter. We have our one-pound eggs and our famous famed eggs, the small ones in varying flavors.
We have some fruit and nuts, some Jody Lee's, maple, fudge nut. Just call in and see if we have one of your favorites, and you'll get them at 60% off.
That's pretty good. 60% off of all the Easter that is left. I tell people to call, stop in the store because it's going quick. When I put that up on Facebook for you, it just went bananas. So that's that's real good. And we should say you're getting ready for Father's Day. And the and the other side of that is we've got s'mores galore. So s'mores galore is going to be hitting Dorothy's real soon. We're getting them packaged because we know everybody's going to be having cookouts this season. And, hey, come to my house. We're going to have the Dorothy S'mores Galore kit. So I can't wait. Other than that, Marlene, we've missed you here in the studio, but I know you're going to be gearing up to get back in here with us. Anything else going on out there?
Not too much. It is good to see you guys back, and it gives a sense of getting back to normal a little bit. So I'm happy to see all of you and say hello, and I hope everybody continues to stay safe out there. And as I said, we are open, and we are adhering to all of the CDC regulations, but please come down and visit us. Our hours have changed a little bit. We are now open for this time period. It will go back to normal, but right now we are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, but you can order 24 hours online at dorothyscandies.com and always check out our Facebook page for anything changing.
And give them the phone number, Mar.
Sure, 412-678-2723.
And you will be back in studio with us, I hope not too far the distance. So take care, have a great day, and dorothyscandies.com. Thanks, Mar. And we're back. Cindy Walker, we know we've been telling you the second half is yours, so I'm just going to tell you, go.
All right.
I mean, and just to continue where we talked about before, people find out, GoFundMe pages, are not a substitute for life insurance. I've lost my job. Where do you start? I mean, to somebody who recently had coverage through their employer and now they don't have a position anymore.
I say, let's get going and get you some life insurance for you and your family. I can't say it enough how critical it is for life insurance that to have life insurance that you own. Most folks think that, when they lose employment, retire, et cetera, that their life insurance will come along with them. 95% of the cases, that's not true. You don't have anything. So we need to get moving on trying to find some life insurance for them. Things seem to be back up in place that we can make it happen.
Are the same types of policies still available? I know you used to write a basic policy without any with simplified issue, but are things like that still available?
The simplified issue is still available. It's just through, another third party that we're going through.
Right. Mm-hmm. But with so many places, in the medical field that are doing testing for coronavirus, mm-hmm. I mean, I know part of it is still, you still need to normally get blood work.
Yes.
An EKG. How are you arranging that? Are these technicians allowed in people's houses? Are people allowing them in their houses? Can they go somewhere safely, to do this?
There was a period of time during the pandemic that we the only place that you could go to was designated areas in the office that you can go to. And there were restrictions coming into that office, what you needed to do. But now we're back to normal in regards to our exams, that we actually are able, the examiners are able to come to your home. They are suited up pretty good. They, obviously have a face mask, a shield, and gloves as well. So we're back and running. And again, most of the examiners are coming straight to your home. So as long as you're okay, you feel comfortable with that.
And I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but as they do the underwriting and ask you health questions. They ask if you've had COVID, or if you have, are you now not eligible to get life insurance?
Yes, that's a big restriction that came upon us now with any applications that we have. That is the question. Have you been diagnosed recently over the COVID-19? And then even after you go through the underwriting process, before it gets issued, you need to be asked that again. Have you had it? Do you have any symptoms? So there's an amendment that needs to be signed off again.
Do they test you for?
They are not testing at this point. But, because, you could have had the virus and it's hard to really pick that up. So I don't think they're really set up for that quite yet.
When people lost their jobs, they didn't always only have life insurance. They had other benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any benefits through life insurance that maybe we could design a policy that maybe can pick up some of those other things they might have lost? And can you give me some examples?
Absolutely. A lot of the policies that we sell, life insurance has come such a long way. It was just basically the death benefit. That's all you kind of worried about. And you had to decide if you want term or, permanent. So now you have all these different riders that are attached to it. And one of them, I think, is really, really a big one that you can have a living benefit on the policy.
What do you mean by a living benefit?
What I mean is that, if you can have benefits while you're still living. So that death benefit amount can be used towards, let's say, long-term care. Let's say if you have a chronic illness or possibly cancer, you may need some additional funds coming through every month, and those things can certainly be paid to you from the death benefit amount when you're still living. So it's a great benefit to folks that would affect.
So I have $100,000 of life insurance, and I developed this chronic illness.
Yep.
And I'm going to have expenses while I'm getting treated and towards the end of life. And what you're telling me now is I could use some of the death benefit.
Absolutely.
To help pay for this while I'm alive.
You absolutely can.
So if I use $10,000 worth of this death benefit, and in the example I had $100,000, then my beneficiary would just get $90,000. Is that?
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Is that benefit taxable or?
No, it
no.
is not. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
And life insurance still is not taxable.
Correct. Yes. Upon right. death, if you borrow against it, obviously that could be a taxable issue. But, whenever you pass away, that is non-taxable, which is great.
Rob's giving us
signal that we need a break.
The fingers or something. I know.
Hey, I want to just say that you, as well as Summer, are available all the time.
Yes.
There's just no doubt. And you can be reached at the same number at 412-489-6443. Cindy, you're just such a wealth of knowledge. Before we run off to commercial, Cindy, if you were home in this point of your life right now and you had a life insurance policy and you had some doubts, can you review those policies?
Absolutely.
That's a good start.
Absolutely.
Just pull out what you have and let's
dig in and see what you have and what you don't have. And, if it's enough, that's another big one.
If my dad were at home for 3 consecutive months with my mother, you would be hearing my mother right now say, I hope you have life insurance. Anyway, we'll be back. Stay with us. Good morning. Yes, it is. This is Pittsburgh Work. And let's get back to Nan Cohen, Cindy, and of course, Summer here until 8 o'clock. And then we're back in Open Talk after Melinda checks the news straight up at 8 o'clock. Nan.
I'm curious to see, because I know you guys have great examples, but do you find things when you start looking at somebody's life insurance policy that they've had 5 years, 10 years? I mean, it changes. It's constantly an evolution. So it's the time to think about it.
Yes. I do. I see a lot of folks that, sometimes don't even realize that their term policy has now turned to an annual renewable term, which means that it goes up every year. But because they're set up on an automatic draft, they're not really balancing their checkbook, and they have no idea that they're paying twice as much, that they were whenever they first bought the policy. So, and the big thing I always look at is it enough life insurance? Because they may have bought it before kids, before they bought that second home. And, maybe one of the parents are not working anymore, and income replacement would be a really big piece. So there's a lot of different things that you need to look through.
I mean, you probably have times when you find out at the extreme opposite end, they might have too much life insurance,
but
they need to take some of that money and put it away for themselves for retirement, and because they don't have anybody to leave it to with life insurance. Their house is paid off, their kids are through college, you know, or whatever.
So. Yep. If you have enough assets, you know, as you move forward in life, you know, sometimes you don't need life insurance, or maybe you just want those final expense costs. That's it.
So, I mean, with the pandemic and with COVID, can you, I mean, there used to be penalties taking money out of products. But, you know, I've lost my job, I need money. Or did the laws change at all during this? Can you take money out of anything?
As far as life or IRS?
I don't know. Can anything? I don't know.
As life, that has not changed because you can remove money out of the cash value from a life insurance policy. I don't recommend it for a number of reasons, but you can do that if there's an emergency and you could pay that back into the policy. As far as IRAs, there is a new rule under the CARES Act. It's an IRS section 2202. And that one is a really nice one. In regards to IRAs, when you're under the age of 59 and a half, you can withdraw money depending on qualifications for that.
Wonder, I mean, when you tie in the life insurance component to it, you know, the first thing you want to do is grab cash.
Right.
You know, and when you realize you went into work today and you get the end of the day, as we've all heard, you're not here tomorrow. I mean, the desperation sets in, and that's usually the first thing that we look at is,
that's right,
where can we draw from?
Right. Withdrawing from that cash value is really intended in your later years to help pay that higher premium, because in most cases with permanent policies that build cash value, actually, are flexible premium, meaning the premium is going to change every year. So in the earlier years of your policy, you're overpaying, but that difference is sitting in cash value. So as you get older into your 70s and 80s, then you have a nice buildup of cash value sitting in there. And that premium that you started at $100 a month can stay at $100 a month, and it can be pulled from that cash value. So when you disrupt that cash value, that really causes a problem in that life insurance policy later on. So just be careful in decisions on that.
Okay. Summer, you got the last couple. I know you got tons of questions.
Well, no, I mean, I do. But, you know, when you just talked about all of a sudden you're not there at the company, so you're forced to do something with your life insurance, with your other, with your other benefits. Mm-hmm. And how has people's mindset change as far as risk? I mean, do they want something that's more a life insurance policy with a variable concept to it, or they want to just know what they're going to be paying down the road? Has people's risk tolerance changed in this short period of time that you've been dealing with people? Any feel for that?
On the life insurance?
On anything. I mean, your risk is risk. Whether you're investing or whether you're dealing with life insurance, people, are comfortable taking so much chance on.
I can tell you with the life insurance, most of the universal life insurance policies, those are not guaranteed. Those are flexible premiums, as we just discussed. But we have a really cool policy that came out the beginning of January, that is a universal policy. But what I really like about it is it has all these safeguards on it. There's a guaranteed death benefit. There's a guarantee premiums won't change. There's a guaranteed cash value upon surrender. So when you get to 70, 75 years of age, and maybe you only need $25,000, and maybe you have that in assets, maybe you don't want to pay that $100 premium anymore, you have a guaranteed dollar amount that would be given to you upon surrender. So those are really cool policies.
And if I have a term policy with Company X,
mm-hmm.
and now I want to move into something like that,
yes,
I can call you and we can exchange my policy with Company X and use whatever value's in there to get that policy with the guarantees?
Absolutely. Yes, we can. And that'll help with that policy because you'll have some extra cash in there moving forward. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I know I listened to her do this. It obviously hasn't been recent, but I listened to her explain stuff to people and take the time. And I just get call after call. Oh, thank God for Cindy. Thank God for Cindy. I didn't understand what I really had. And now she made it clear. And I tell the audience, give her a call. Either call me at my office, call her at her phone number, 412-780-1846. This is what she does. She couldn't sell you an auto policy if her life depended on it. But, with life insurance, she knows all the solutions for you.
I think the reality of all this is, we dealt with, what everybody had to be put, one day our life was normal, Right. Mel and I went up, storefronts still looked like they were set for, St. Patty's Day. And we went, we're coming back tomorrow. And so I think no bigger reality check was how quick things can change in a matter of hours. Yeah. And so you've had the time. I think you need to think about it. If you've got those policies, that's why I wanted to ask you that. I have this and I have that. Is this what I need today? Because it sure was different than what I needed yesterday as to where we went with this. And nobody knows it better than you, Cindy.
Right. I've had a lot of people calling during this time. And you could just hear the cracking in their voice about how nervous they are because they were, there were so many unknowns during this whole pandemic. But, they were afraid if they were diagnosed or do they have enough? Do they have enough for their family?
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, people were very, very happy making the gains they were getting. Now, all of a sudden, they look at the value of their assets and they're 20% less. Maybe they're not quite as risk tolerant as they, as they thought they were after having, 10 years of gains.
Well,
And that's another part of the discussion I hear.
And the same thing, I'm talking in the divorce world, you had it set and family, looked like it was.
Oh my God,
and then boom.
All this togetherness that people have had.
We're going to see where that's going to go.
Yes.
Hey, I can't thank you enough. You'll be back here in a couple weeks. You can reach Summer Obernauer, 412-489-6443. That's 412-489-6443. Summer Obernauer, OBERNAUER.
Do we just have one quick question on a personal note? Have you seen Ida?
No.
No.
I have not.
That's one restaurant.
Probably,
that's one restaurant
we haven't been to.
To go to.
You need to get up there too, Robbie.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank all three of you, and thank you too, Mel. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us because we have so much more to do. We're back in Open Talk next hour, but Melinda's next with the news at 8 a.m.